Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be is, ma'am, is we would like to know, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, well, what was your year of birth for statistical purposes?
August 7th, 1993.
1993, okay. And moving on, ma'am, well, are you registered to vote or are you not registered?
I registered to vote, yes.
Okay, ma'am. Would you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Well, okay, ma'am. And moving on, we would like to know, what would you consider your race to be?
White.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, in general, do you feel negative or positive about the future of the country, ma'am?
Positive.
Okay. What about the future of the planet? Do you feel negative or positive?
Negative.
Okay. And your own future, do you feel positive or negative about that?
Positive.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Again, I just want to rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make a change on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 0 means young women have no power at all. 10 means young women have a lot of power. From a 0 to a 10, how much power do you feel that it has, that you have?
10.
A 10. Okay, ma'am. And moving on, of the following issues, which three do you think are most important to young women in the U.S. today? For example, we have gun violence, crime, abortion access, economy and cost of living, mental health, immigration, health care, climate change, education, student loans, racism and discrimination, national security. Any three that stand out most to you?
I would say probably... definitely student loans is one of them. I think the other one would be mental health and just healthcare in general.
Healthcare, no problem. And thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? For example, we have improving or maintaining mental health, relationships, improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, contributing to positive change in your community, economic security and financial independence, advancing your career, career for senior family members, hobbies and free time activities, your education, work-life balance, any of those?
How many do I get to pick?
Three? Three?
I would say my health, for sure. That would be one of them.
Improving maintaining physical health, okay.
Yeah, and then hobbies, and then work-life balance.
Okay, so you said improving or maintaining physical health, hobbies, and then you said work-wise. Would that be advancing in your career, education, work-life balance? I'm sorry?
Work-life balance.
Yes, I have that.
Balance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great, ma'am. And moving on, ma'am, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You can choose up to three. For example, we have sexual orientation, your profession, your personality, being American, your role in relationships, your spiritual, religious beliefs, being a woman, your hobbies, being young, being a member of your racial, ethnic group. Any of those?
Definitely my spirituality and my education.
Okay. Your spirituality, and you also mentioned your education. All right, ma'am, and moving on, we would like to know, ma'am, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You can choose up to two, ma'am. For example, I have hope, happiness, pride, exhaustion, disappointment, dread, anger, frustration.
Hope. And exhaustion.
Exhaustion, no problem, ma'am. Okay. Well, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? This first statement says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of those three lean most to your opinion? Ma'am, the first, the second, and the third?
I think I would say I'm between the first and the second. I'll go with the second.
The second. Okay, ma'am. Moving on. Okay. And we would like to know as well, ma'am, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You can choose up to three. We have power-hungry politicians seeking control, division and gridlock between political parties, systemic racism, the two-party system. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power, or not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
I would definitely say corporate and money is one of them, and maybe politicians are not in touch.
All right, ma'am, you said corporate money. Okay, and you said politicians are out of touch. No problem, ma'am. Well, moving on, thank you so far for your responses. How much do you trust the following to make a change on these issues that matter to you? For example, community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions, you feel that you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all to make a change on issues that matter to you?
I think I trust them a lot.
Okay, ma'am. What about this one, Congress? Would you say you trust a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all to make change on issues that matter to you?
Somewhat.
Okay, ma'am. And President Biden, would you say you trust a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all on issues that matter to you?
A little.
Okay, ma'am. What about your city government? Do you feel that you trust a lot, somewhat, little, or not at all to make changes on issues that matter to you?
Somewhat.
Okay, ma'am. And your state government, would you say you trust a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all to make change on issues that matter to you?
Somewhat.
Okay, ma'am. And ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly, do you feel you trust a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all on making changes on issues that matter to you?
I trust that, yeah.
A lot. Oh, okay, ma'am. What about the Supreme Court? Do you feel you trust a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all on issues that matter to you?
I trust them a lot, I would say.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on. Well, thank you so far for your responses. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. I just want you to tell me how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, you know, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. Mm-hmm. Well, the first one says, ma'am, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you feel that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
I find that motivating.
But did we say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about this one, ma'am? The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. You find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all unmotivating to? Not at all motivating to help enact change. Mm-hmm.
I find that motivating.
You say very or somewhat?
Very.
What about this one, ma'am? The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ customers and deny them services. You find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Wait, they voted for what? For to be discriminated?
Mm-hmm. Well, these are just descriptions of cases that recently decided.
Uh-huh. I just want to make sure I heard that correctly. I'm sorry. One more time.
Sure. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ customers and deny them services.
Oh, no, they shouldn't do that. No, I don't find that motivating.
Would you say somewhat unmotivating or not at all motivating?
Somewhat unmotivating.
Okay, ma'am. And the last one for this section says, ma'am, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 relief to millions of borrowers. Do you find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all.
Okay, no problem. No problem, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. Well, I want to know, ma'am, how likely are you to participate in the following? For example, contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Yeah. Somewhat likely. What about this one, ma'am? We would like to know volunteering for an advocacy organization. Would you say that that makes you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Voting in elections, would you say that makes you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Okay, ma'am. And signing a petition, would you say that makes you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Okay. What about this one, ma'am? Boycotting a company. Would you say that makes you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Okay, ma'am. All right. And what about attending a protest? Would you say that makes you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not.
I'm sorry?
Not at all.
Okay, ma'am, what about this one? Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media, would you say that makes you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Okay, ma'am. Well, moving on, ma'am. Well, thank you so far for your responses. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, just think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Just tell me which best describe why you may have not voted in previous elections. You can choose up to three. For example, I have there was an intimidated presence at your polling place, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You did not have time to vote. The candidates didn't represent your values. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Or, No, I'm sorry.
I'll just say I did not know enough about the candidates.
Okay, maybe you didn't know enough about the candidates. All right. Mm-hmm. Any other two, or would you like me to read them again? Uh-huh.
Not enough about the candidates, and I would say I was at work.
You were at work, okay, ma'am?
Yeah, I work a lot, so it's hard to get thanks to them.
Okay, ma'am, no problem. Well, moving on, ma'am. I just want you to tell me for each of the following, I want to rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the U.S. For example, the first one says, ma'am, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers monthly in half or to zero for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does that make you want to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a lot more.
Okay, ma'am, what about this one? We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Does that make you want to engage more or engage less, ma'am?
Engage more.
Did you say a lot more or a little more?
A lot more.
Okay, ma'am. What about the last one for this section? Says the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit, and electrical vehicles and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Does that make you want to engage more or engage less?
Engage more.
You say a lot more or a little more?
A lot more.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, thank you for your responses. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? Would you say Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, podcasts, YouTube, national TV news stations, Instagram, local TV news stations, internet news outlets, news or informational articles online? You could choose up to two.
I would say probably TV and Facebook, see what my I'd say Instagram, see what my friends are posting.
Oh, okay, ma'am. So you mentioned Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And moving on, thank you for your responses. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You can choose up to two. I have health, beauty, self-care, humor, memes, news, current events, sports, music, hobbies, shows, movies, business, finance, government, politics, science, technology.
This is on the platforms that I'm using.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about the content you consume online.
What I see online most is probably definitely politics would be one of them, and then the other one would be fashion. I don't know if you said something about that.
Nope. Yes, health, beauty, self-care. Mm-hmm.
Self-care, yes.
Okay, ma'am. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a doctorate.
Great, ma'am. All right. Do you consider yourself to be heterosexual, lesbian, or gay, bisexual, or something different?
No, definitely not. I don't know. I'm just a female that likes males. I don't know, all the terms. I don't follow along with all of them, so.
Which one would you say more? That's okay. No problem. Let me move on. No problem. All right, and my other question would be is, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
I am. I'm with a partner, yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I would probably say Republican.
I'm sorry, you said Republican?
Yeah.
Republican. Okay, ma'am. Do you consider yourself to be a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Not so strong.
Okay, and moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or a student?
I would say full-time.
Full-time, okay, ma'am. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was not able to vote.
Okay, ma'am. And last year, 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say less than $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $55,000, $65,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $85,000, $85,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $250,000, or over $200,000 to $250,000?
I would say over $100,000.
Okay. No problem. And moving on, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.